Let's do the next parak. You know, I'm tying up the loose ends in Zvachim, the stuff that you know, everybody skips through and doesn't know much about. Not doing more piggle, all that. We're just tying up the loose ends in Zvachim. There's actually a whole parak. Maybe you should be more familiar with it because it's the end of Zvachim, so it's closer to home. There's a whole parak that talks about Shchut Echutz, Hashoychet Vahamale. It's a whole parak in Zvachim. Hashoychet Vahamale. So let's learn that parak and let's see what it's all about. The main concepts. Says the Mishnah, Hashoychet Vahamale Bachutz, Chayev Ala Shchita, V'Chayev Ala Halo. If a person shechts a carbon on the outside of the Azara, Vahamale Bachutz, or he brings the carbon he brings up on a Mizbeach outside the Azara, Shoychet Vahamale Bachutz, Chayev Ala Shchita, B'chayiv halalah, says Rashi. Hashoychet kachim b'chutz behele machat. Even if it's one time I didn't realize, maybe one halim, which means one not knowing that it was kachim, yichayiv too. Chayiv ala shchita v'chayiv ala aliyah. Shehein shnei gufei aveira. Ditchavayu ksivi, because both of them written in the pasuk. Ashe yishchat v'ashe yale. What does that mean? So look in the pasuk in Vayikra. It's about 10 pasuk in Shchut Echutz. So it says, "Ish ish mi beis esol asher yishchat shoyre chesav ha'eid b'machane, oy asher yishchat michutz l'machane, v'al pesach oil moed le'evi oil lakim korban l'ashem l'pnei mishkan Hashem, dom yechoshev l'ishu dom shafach, v'nichas ha'ishu mikerav ha'moy." So that's asher yishchat, which means you shecht something that you're supposed to bring to the oil moed, which means a carbon. You shecht it shchut echutz, you get kares, it's a lav, you get kares, chatos b'shoygeik, kares b'meizit. First pasuk, next pasuk, ches va'aleim toim ha'ish ish mebeisus tov minager sheyugu b'seichom asher yale oilo izovach vel pesach oil moed lo yivienu lasas l'Hashem v'nichas ish me'amov. So that is talking about halo. What does that mean? Not shechting, but bringing it as a carbon. So they're written right next to each other. So therefore, there's shchut echut, there's halo b'chutz. That's what Rashi says. The two pesukim are written asher yishchat va'asher yale. Arya, you got it? Asher yishchat va'asher yale. Two separate pesukim, and if you chayev, both on the shchita and on the halal. Next, the Mishnah brings down a machlekes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yisrael Glil and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yisrael Glil omer, shochad bifnim v'helo b'chutz, you chayev. Shochad b'chutz v'helo b'chutz, you potter. If the shchita was also done outside, and then the halal is done outside, you potter. Why? Shloi helo ele double potter. Because there's never a carbon. You're right, you made it into a carbon by saying Kedushas Aguf, you made it into a Chetz of a carbon, but at the end of the day you shechted it outside, it was never Roy to come into the Oyel Moed. So if it's never fit into the Oyel Moed, it was not El Pes Oyel Moed Lo Hevioi, because you're not able to bring it to the Oyel Moed because you shechted the outside, you're not Chayiv separately on the Halah. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say, Amuloy Afashech Bifnim, Umale Bechutz, Kivin Shaitziyoi Posloi. So that's the case, even if you shecht it on the inside, and then you bring it to the outside, as soon as you bring it on the outside, it becomes pasul b'yotze. So how do you ever have halal b'chutz? So just like you have halal b'chutz, something which got shechted on the inside, it was fit for the oil moed, but nevertheless you bring it outside, it becomes now pasul b'yotze, and now it's no more fit for the oil moed, nevertheless, we say that's called halal b'chutz. So too, if you shecht it b'chutz, you also chayev independently on the halal as well. The Gemara actually learns from a pasuk because va'aleihem toimar, which is the pasuk of halal v'chutz, amale v'chutz, is written right after the pasuk of shchut echutz. So therefore they are connected, and therefore you chayev halal v'chutz, not just if it was shechted b'fnim, but even if it was shechted b'chutz, and you male v'chutz, you also going to be chayev, you chayev in every case. That's clear for it, the Gemara, it's Pasuk actually. It's a Pasuk in Chumash, in Vayikra, Ma'ave Sedra, in Achre Mois, Shchut Echutz, Halav Achutz, two separate lavim, Yechayv in every case. Any questions? Straightforward.
You're saying if you do just one of them, if you don't do one of them,
Yechayv one of them. Yechayv one of them, that's straightforward. Hashechet v'amale v'chutz, Chayv al Hashchita, v'chayv al Halav. Now, in addition to the Karbonis, there's an interesting halacha regarding a bird. A bird, generally speaking, a chatas ha'if, the way you do the shchita, you don't do shchita, what do you have to do? you do Malika, right? You do Malika. So here the Gemara learns that when it comes to Shchut Echutz with a bird, a Chatas Oif, then you're not going to be chayiv when you do Malika on the outside, but you have to Dafka do Shchita on the outside. To be chayiv Shchut Echutz and Alo B'chutz, it has to be done with a Shchita on the outside. A Malika on the outside is not going to cut it. A Shchita on the inside is not going to cut it. A Shchita on the outside, a Malika on the outside is not going to cut it. It's got to be Dafka, unlike usually a Malika on the inside. In other words, look in the Gemara number 2. Hamoylek ha'soif b'fnim. If you do Malika on the inside, v'hel b'chutz, you chayev. What do you chayev? Halah. Why? Because it was kosher carbon on the inside, Malika, and then you did the halah b'chutz, you chayev. Molak b'chutz v'hel b'chutz, potter. If you did Malika on the outside, and then you bring it up afterwards, you potter. Why? Because Malika on the outside doesn't count. Hashoyech ha'soif b'fnim, v'hel b'chutz. If you shechted the bird on the inside and you brought it on the outside, you also potter. Why you potter? Because shechit on the inside is worthless. Shochad b'chutz v'hela b'chutz, you chayev. Nimtze derech echshere b'fnim, p'tur b'chutz, derech shem b'chutz, p'ur b'fnim. So Rashi says, and it's actually Gemara, we'll soon see the Gemara, earlier, the why does by Malika do we learn the opposite? Bechat ha'soif, says Rashi, shochad b'chutz v'hela b'chutz chayev, af ha'la'lo shechite b'oif, Shchita b'chutz b'oif af halalo, right? You chayiv on the halo as well. So Rashi says shchita b'chutz b'oif Ravi Rachmana me'oy asher yishchat. In other words, the Gemara says that a shchita s'oif has to be dafka shchita on the outside, and Malika on the outside is not going to cut it because we learn it from the pasuk in the first pasuk. It says asher yishchat shor ches v'ez b'machne oy asher yishchat b'chutz b'machne. So it's not talking about a shard, not talking about a ketz, not talking about a's, rather it's talking about an oif. So oy asher yishcha tells me gzeres hakosef that the only way you chayev michutz lamachne on the chatas oif is not if you do a malika, but you do a shchita. This is straightforward. Psukim in the chumash. Nothing, any chidushim. Moishe yishcha va'alosoi nam yamri lekamon va'aleim toim al arapashe dechol shmuchayev shchitos v'chutz imchozelem velonu acher chayev. In other words, the halah is after he did the shchita b'chutz, whatever that shchita is. So by regular animals, a shchita, by a oif, technically in the inside it's a malika, but on the outside, in order to be chayev halah, it has to be a shchita b'chutz, and then you chayev on the halah as well. That's what the Gemara says. So again, halach l'maisa, why do we need when am I chayev, when I'm doing shchut echutz on a bird, when am I chayev both on the shchut echutz and or on the halah b'chutz? Only if it was done al day shchita and not done al day malika, we learn it from a pasuk ayesha yishchat. This halach is codified in the Rambam. Machlik is Rambam Ravit pshat in the pasuk ayesha yishchat. Look in the machlik is Rambam Ravit. The Rambam says nam yutches v'chein amoylek es oif b'chutz potter. If you moylek the oif outside, potter. Right? We know that because only shchita. V'im hello, and you do halah after the malika on the outside. Potter. Molak bifnim vehelo bachutz, chayv al alo. Shochad bifnim vehelo bachutz, potter. Shloi helo dova sheino roi likorev. If you do shchit on the inside, it doesn't count. Shochad esoif bachutz, vehelo bachutz, chayv shtayim. Rabban adds on, why? Shashchita bachutz, ksheiro, varehi kimliko bifnim. Rabban gives the reason. The why is the shchita for the bird outside? Well, shchita generally is okay on the outside. And for it's like, for shchut echutz, it's like malika bifnim. That's the way the Rambam explains it. The Ravit doesn't like the reason of the Rambam. And look what the Ravit says. Om Avram, zehatam ein boitam. Elo, shaloi chayev akosu ba'oif, elo mashachayev b'behema. Meaning, it says asher yishchat by both. Asher yishchat by the behema, asher yishchat by the oif. That's it. Both them asher yishchat, whatever is by behema, is by the oif. I don't like the reason of the Rambam that shchita b'chutz is like melika b'fnim by shchit by oif. Rather, same one for behema and oif. What is this machlekes Rambam Ravid? What are they arguing on? What's going on? Well, who even makes a machlekes out of it? The Gemara says, yes, akosef, asher yishchat, that by oif, if melika is not good enough, you need a shchit on the outside. Make a whole machlekes, lomdes, Rambam, Ravit, makorepo. You have an answer already?
No. Where did Rambam get this from?
Where did Rambam get it from? What's the svar in Rambam? What are you selling us?
Doesn't say yearly.
You're right. Shashchita b'chutz shera v'areikim likim b'fnim.
Now that this is the only one he gave a reason for. All the others he just said. This one he gave a reason for.
The
Ram case is going straight forward to Gemara.
The last, it says Shachet, I
went too fast. Right. Meaning, which means, generally speaking, Shechita is considered okay on the outside. V'arehi kimlike b'fnim. Like the Rambam seems to say, that when I do Shechita on the outside, meaning even though technically to make a, in order to make, what the Rambam seems to say, that in order to make the behema ro'oi to the Mizbeach, in the inside, it's the Malika. But on the outside, to make it ro'oi, you would need a shechita. Because shechita b'chutz is like a malika b'fnim. Yeah. That's what Rambam seems to say. Yeah, and the Rambam says, no, same point. What are they arguing about? What's going on over here? Not clear what the Rambam is trying to add on. Now, I'm not saying I have right shot in the Rambam, because it doesn't really fit with the whole piece of Torah, but I'm giving you an idea, which the Brisker Rav is the first one, I think, to bring across this idea. And he doesn't speak into all the details, and all the other Svarim take on and go further with it, the aside in the sugya, what is the shechita and halo b'chutz. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What is this concept of shechut e'chutz? Right? I started with the Rambam Ravid, because it's a nice question to know, to keep it in the back of my mind. The shiur is not about the Rambam Ravid, it's about understanding what is shechita and halo, this psul of shechut e'chutz. So let's learn a piece of Gemara. The Gemara next Amud, next daf, Kuvzayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, not just, like in one shiur we're going to go through like five lots of Shechet HaMaila, the main concepts in the Shechet HaMaila. The small details, was that?
Even better than
Daf Yomi. Even better than Daf Yomi, yeah. No, the small details you'll have to work out yourself. I'm giving you the concept, the Yisaidus, what's going on in this parak. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says like this, that not just Shechita and Bachutz is Chayev, and halah, what's halah, by the way? What's male? What are you male?
Bring up the
fire, right? The emurim, or the emurim in the basar, whatever you're bringing up, those two things, you chayev vachutz, you chayev b'shoyge katos, they made chayev kars. Says the Gemara, not just those two things, but something else as well. V'hodet nam, and that what we learned, hazoyreik mikzas domim vachutz, chayev. In other words, if you make a zrika bachutz, miktsas domim, the Gemara says, not clear why the Gemara says that, but zoyreg miktsas domim, if you make a zrika even on part of the domim bachutz, you chayev. You also chayev. Minolom, how do we know that? Nafkale miditanya. A brisa says, dom yechoshev l'rabo isa zoyreg. That same pasuk that we learned to Pesukim, Dom Yechashav Leimahu Leishahu Dom Shavach L'Rabbi Sazorik. Says Rashi, what are we talking about? Miksas Zorik, Miksas Domim. Says Rashi, by Aleph, V'hodin Dan Lekamim Masnisim. Hazorik, Miksas Domim B'chutz. What's the Miksas? Shelei Nosan Arba Matonais Elo Matona Achas. Usually when you have a chatos on the outside, on the Mizbeach HaChitzoyna, you gotta throw how many zrikos? Alba, right? And the alba, four corners?
Two corners is four.
Two, that's four? Alba, not by chatos. Chatos is four. I think other ones is oila is 2x4. Chatos is four. But, nevertheless, but you only did one, chayev. Why? The have zriko befnim de kavose. If you did only one zrika on the outside, shchut echutz, you did one zrika shchutz, you chayev. Why? Because if you do one on the inside, meaning inside the azara by the mizbeach hachitzayim, you also chayev. The knan, like it says, it's a kapara. Kol anisonim al mizbeach hachitzayim shenosnon mamatona achas kiper, which means that even though chatas needs four zrikas, but you do one, it's already enough. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk, I think. Dom yeshofech or something, veshofach, whatever. That one is good enough as well. The chiluk matonas, you need, every carbon has different types of matonas, but one is good enough. So therefore, since one is good enough inside the Azara, so then one on the outside, mitzvah zamin, is also chayev. So two halachas are told over here. Number one is good enough. And number two, that even zrika bachutz, you also not just shaychet and maleh, but also zrika bachutz, we learn this from the pasuk, dom yeshafech. Right? Says the Rishash, look at Rashi, dam yechashev, says Rashi, the Gemara says, minolon dichayev azrika dam bachutz, hashchit va'alohu diksivan. How do I know I'm chayev even azrika? The pasuk says, hashaychet, or male, ashehelo, ashe yishchat. Sigma says, dom yechoshev, dom shavach. Le rabbi says, azorek, vahaykro, bishchut echutz, ksivi, like we saw in the beginning of the shir, that shchut echutz is not just shchut echutz, halah bachutz, but zrika bachutz as well. Comes along the Rishash, and Rishash says, it's mashma from Rashi, that when am I chayev zrika bachutz, only the chatas, which is sprinkled on the mizbeach hachitzoin. Where the halacha is that you don't need, even though you're supposed to do four, but one is good enough, you're mechaper after one. But the mizbeach, the chatois, apnimiois, right? Who is that? From a ashenasi yechta, whatever. Yom Kippur, right? This, right? Parhelim davish otibur. Various chatois, apnimiois, whereby you're mechaper, you're mechuyev to do four. On the Mizbeach HaPnimi, right? You're supposed to hit four, and they're all four are Makiv. It's Mashman Rashi. And then, if you take that and throw one of it on the outside, you're going to be Potter. Why? Because it's not the same as would have been done on the inside. Says Rishash, Rashi did what was Nan, the Tnan Chiyagavna Mizbeach HaChitzen, Mashma, says Rishash, the Chatois HaPnimiyos, the Ma'akvin Zezeh, Einoi Chayev, Al Niktzas Domin. Ask the Rishash, Ule Kamon Kuf Yudom and Beis, Omar, wherever it is, Dafilu Behen Chayev, Ayin Shom Peirush Rashi. There's a Beferish Gemara that talks about this case. The Mishnah says Kuf Yudom and Beis, number 5 on the sheet. Hazoy Reg Miktzas Dam Bachutz. Chayev, that's our case. Then he makes Rikas Dam. Miktzas Dam Bachutz. Yichayev. Because we learn from a Pasuk Dam Shofach, our Gemara says Rashi, Hazoy Reg Miktzas Domin, Kugoin. Matana achas vafilu mechatois apnimiyos shekol matnasein ma'akvois. So number one, it's a stira in Rashi, straightforward stira, and number two, Rashi's right. If you're telling me that it has to be an avoda b'fnim, so this is not an avoda b'fnim because one it does nothing b'fnim. Mele by the chatois achitzoniyos. So one zrika is good enough. It's kapara. So then one zrika would be considered zrika b'chutz, and you'd be chayev. But the chatois apnimiyos, Rashi himself says that one does nothing. So then, why would it help on the zrikas chutz? Clearly, it shouldn't help, like Rashi says over here. But then Rashi says later on that zorek mitzvah zabuchut, even one is good enough. Steer in Rashi. What's the halacha? How do we understand it? One question. Another question is the following. The Gemara says further, which is actually the end of Kuf Zayin, but I made it separately. I didn't have to do that. It was an extra wasted photocopy. But Vahodet Nan, it's the end of the Gemara, number 6. So Gemara says, Vahodet Nan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hakoymetz, Vahamekabel Domim Bachutz, Potu Minolon. In other words, the Gemara said like this, you make a Zrika Bachutz, again, Shoichet Bachutz Yichayim. How do we know that? Asher Yishchat. Halo bachutz, haktores emurim bachutz, yechayev asheyale. Zrikas domim bachutz, even one from the chatois achit pnimiyos, yechayev. How do we know that? Because it says dam shofach, right? Or where is it? Dam yechoshev. Dam yechoshev. Dam shofach, dam yechoshev. So it tells me even zrika. Sigmar says, but koimets, doing a koimets on the outside, or mekabel domim bachutz, doing a Kabbalah on the dam, then you're potter. That you're not chayev b'chutz. Simon says, the dam, what the dam? Hakoymetz v'amekabel domim b'chutz. Potter, minolon, how do I know it's potter? Simon says, wait a second. What do you mean, how do I know it's potter? Umeheche teise de chayev. Why would it be chayev? I need a potter, dam it's chayev, right? I need a potter for shchita, a potter for halah, a potter for zrika. So why would it tell me, how do I know it's potter? What do you mean, how do I know it's chayev? Simon says, what do you mean? Teisei mishchita. Learn it from shchita. So Moshe said, no. Mala shchita she came to sell us. Shalei le'eichlin b'Pesach. Shechita is a chumra, because if you do shechita shalei le'eichlov by Korban Pesach, it doesn't work. So therefore you can't learn from shechita. So Gemara says, Teisim is Zrika. Well, didn't we say Zrika yechayev achutz? So learn it from Zrika. Zrika yechayev, so Kabbalah tam also. So Gemara says, no, mal Zrika shekein zor chayev aleo misa. Zrika bezar is chayev misa. Kabbalah bezar doesn't work, but you're not chayev misa. So you can't learn from Zrika. So Gemara says, Teisim mi benayu. So Gemara says, well, maybe learn from both them. Learn from Shechita and from Zrika. And whatever Shechita has, Zrika does not have. Whatever Zrika has, Shechita does not have. Learn from both them. Kabbalah's dam, you should learn from both them. So Gemara says, no. If you say you can learn from both them, im kain, la yayma bezrika v'teisimi beinayu. In other words, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that Zrika yechayev v'chutz from dam yechashev? If you tell me Kabbalah's dam, you can learn from Shechita and Zrika together. So Zrika, you would not need a pasuk. Learn Zrika from Shechita and Halah together. Teisi mi binayu, v'teisi mi l'shchita ma l'shchita k'en nefselah, sh'lo sh'merach nefezach, teisi ma lo, ma lo sh'ken yesh mincha, v'teisi mi binayu. So Gemara says, l'hochi k'siv k'ro l'meima, d'loi osa mi binayu. In other words, from the fact that Zrika needs its own pasuk, that yuchay b'chutz, obviously you cannot learn from the two of them together. So the Gemara says, that's why Kabbalah Saddam, you cannot learn from the two of them together as well. That's all the Gemara wants to say. Look in Rashi. Hachi gasinun, lachi kosum krod la'asim ibinayu, l'meima, da'af agav da'asim ibinayu, lo'i teisim ibinayu. For some reason, you cannot learn it from both of them. So that's what the Gemara says. When our Gemara says, Kabbalah's dam and koimeis, right? How do I know I'm potter? So Gemara says, what do you mean? How do I know I'm potter? How do I know I'm chayef? Gemara says, because I was thinking you chayef, because you learn from both of them. But the pasuk is telling me the fact that Zrika needs his own pasuk and you cannot learn from both of them, so too Kabbalah Saddam, you cannot learn from both of them, and that's why you're potter. Comes along Taishas and says, huh? Makorepo says Taishas. 6a. Lochi kasvikro, the loy teishmi benayu. Tema al sug yezu. What's the havamina? Do you learn Kabbalah's dam to be chayiv on the outside? And Koimitz, you can be chayiv on the outside. And you learn it from both of them, and because Zrika has his own pasuk, so he can learn from both of them. Teimal sigizu, the beferik basa dashinon, asheyale, oilo. It says asheyale. Mahalo shigmara voido, afkol shigmara voido. Limute koimetu mekabel, vayetik babel, vabezu vamvamleach. Look in the next Gemara, next page. It's a Gemara on dafkuf, tes, vav, amid aleph. Minayin, sha'af hayetik. If you pour the mincha, va'aboilel, you mix it, va'apoises, va'amaleach, you salt it, va'amenev, va'amagish, va'amasada shulchan, va'ametev zaneres, va'hakoymeitz, va'hamakabel v'chutz, shepater. The Gemara says, how do I know all these things, shepater? Shenema, like it says, talamud leime, asheyale oilo izavach. You only chayev, mahalo shigmar avoide, afkol shehu gmar avoide. Which means, you only chayev, if it's the end of the Avodah. And therefore, Kabbalah Saddam is not the end of the Avodah with the Dam, because you still gotta do Zrika. Koimitz is not the end of the Avodah. Why? Because you still gotta burn the Koimitz. So therefore, both Kabbalah and Koimitz is not the end of the Avodah, and therefore, you putter from Bechutz. Comes along Taisis and Taisis says, so why does the Gemara of ASA say, wait a second, Koimitz and Kabbalah Saddam. Why am I potter from Shchut Echut? Why am I potter from the outside? Because I can't learn from both of them. What do you mean? You potter anyway, because you potter is not Gemar Avoida. That's his kasher. He doesn't answer it. Comes along to Bishkarov, says, what's the Bishkarov's question?
I don't understand.
Gemar Shchita is not Gemar Avoida. No, Gemar Shchita is not Gemar Avoida, but Shchita is a separate potter. Shchita is a separate potter. Meaning, what's the Gemara over there asking just from what then? From Halal, which is Gemara Voida. Okay, maybe that's the question as well. And the Bishkarov has a much better question, is that, wait a second, why does our Gemara need to say that Zrika Yerchayev Bachutz? Because we learn it from a special Pasuk, Dom Yechoshev. What do you mean? The Gemara says, anything which is Gemara Voida, Yerchayev. Yeah. Koimitz is not Gemar Avoida. Kabbalah Saddam is not Gemar Avoida. But Zrika is Gemar Avoida. So why does Gemar Avoida have to learn from a different pasuk? Makorepo. David. out of deference to you, because you come every week, so I'm going to quickly repeat, just in a nutshell, what we learned. Basically, there's a Gemara over here in Hashechet V'Amal that talks about Shechut Yechutz. Shechut Yechutz is you take your carbon, you shecht it outside. The Gemara learns two things. Shechut V'Amal. Two things that you chayev. Either you shecht it outside, or you male. You bring the carbon up on the Mizbeach after it was shecht on the inside. Even when shecht on the outside, you bring it on the Mizbeach, you chayev a separate chi of karis. The Gemara wants to say, not just that, but you chayev also on Zrika on the outside. Why? We learn from a special passage, Dom Yechashev. So basically, the Brisker Rav asked the question. We saw Machlokes Rambam and Raivet. We'll get back to that at the end. But the Brisker Rav has a simple question. Now, wait a second. Tosfos says, there's another Gemara in Daf Kuf Tes Vav. The Gemara says that the reason why Kabbalah Saddam, you're not chayiv on the outside, and Kmitz, you're not chayiv on the outside, because it's not the final stage of the Avodah. It's not Gemara Avodah. So then the Brisker Rav asked the question, so why does the Gemara have to say Zrika is chayiv from a special post of Dom Yechashev? It's Gemara Avodah Zrika, the end of the Dam. So for sure it should be chayiv. Why does Mavim have to learn it from a seven pasuk? That's the Bishrav's kasha. Then he has another kasha on the Rashi, Stir and Rashi on the Rishash. The Rishash has a question that says that Zrika Yechayev, which Zrika Yechayev in the outside? Are Yechayev? So Rashi says, well, if you take one of the even the chatas that has four sprinkles, but since one sprinkle is kasha b'dievet, and you do mitzvah dam on the outside, one sprinkle Yechayev. It's Mashma and Rashi that is something which you need all four sprinkles. Chatois apnimiyos. On Yom Kippur, so there one sprinkle would not be good enough. The problem is the Gemara later on says that even one sprinkle is good enough if you do it on the outside, even from the Chatzos HaPnimis. So what? Why should it be good enough? And what's the Pshat in the Sefer Rashi? Yes. What's the answer, Seth? Give me an answer after 26 Shurim on Kashim. Give me an answer. What the Brisker Rav would have given?
Maybe what says that if something's not a Gemara Avodah, then it's out of the parsha.
I understand that. I understand. But for some reason, he learned, I get that question. I also had that error. Meaning, it's a miut on Gemara Avodah. But doesn't mean, yeah, but it seems to say that the reason why this is Pusser, because it's not Gemara Avodah.
It doesn't mean every Gemara Avodah is Gemara Avodah. Only the Torah
says. And the Gemara learns it. Asha Yale Oila Zevech Mahaloshi Gemara Avodah. Af Kolshu Gemara Avodah. It means Af Kolshu Gemara Avodah means to exclude something that's not Gemara Avodah. But not to include anything which is Gemara Avodah. Eh. Eh. Yes, one way to say it. That's a Brisker Rav much simpler.
Maybe you only have to bring it to Gemara Avodah if there is no Pusik. There's a Pusik, you don't need Gemara Avodah.
I know, but Zrika is Gemara Avodah. So why do you need a Pusik? What's Pshat in our Gemara? What's the Gemara? So the Brisker Rav says very simple. I understand why we can't think of it ourselves, because it's so Pashut. Really Pashut. No. What I'll tell you what. Mamash, this time it's not even a Chiddush. It's so Pashut. Says the Brisker Rav, very, very Pashut. He says the following. He says that fundamental, even though this two psukim, Asha Yishchat v'Asha Yale, they are two separate chiyuvim on chutz. Asha Yale, the psul is that you're doing the avoida which is supposed to do on the inside, you're doing the avoida on the outside. That's the psul Asha Yale. The avoida is done on the outside. That's psul of Asha Yale. Asha Yishchat, he says, shchita is not even an avoida, the Gemara says. Shchita is ksheira bizar. So the psul of Asha Yishchat is not because of the avoida of shchita that's done on the outside, but the maisa shchita that's done on the outside. Shchita by itself, we're going to soon see the svara to it. There's a Ramban that seems to say, because when you shecht something, you kill it from being it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever the cheshbon is, whatever the svara, we'll give svaras later on. He doesn't say svaras. But he says, Zeh Mashekatuv. There are two separate sugyas. One sugya is talking about the avoida. Halah is anything which is the avoida on the inside, you're doing on the outside. That's Asha Yale. Shchita has nothing to do with the avoida of shchita. It has to do with the Maisa Shchita. Asher Yishchat tells me that a Maisa Shchita done on the outside, even if it's not necessarily an Avoida, would also be considered Shchut Echutz.
That explains the Rambam.
Explains it. Wait. It explains everything. That's the Yisai. He doesn't even talk about the Rambam. He just gives the Yisai. He explains like this Sugya. And therefore he says, let's read inside number 8. Va'anir bezeh, dehodi yalfinon mehalo hu mitam Avoida. The chol shi avoida yalfinan mehalo, which means When we learn, the Gemara wants to say, Gemar Avoida, right? That anything which is Gemar Avoida, Kmitza is not Gemar Avoida, Kabbalah's Dam is not Gemar Avoida, if you want to learn from Halah. That's the Gemara of Daf Kuf Tezvov. Halah Bachutz, it's got to be an Avoida. Gemar Avoida. If it's not Gemar Avoida, you don't learn it from Halah. Vazen Nitzrich, Shetei Dumi da Halah. Has to be like Halah. Shetei Avoida Tama. Has to be the end of the Avoida. Valken Kabbalah, after having Maisa Avoida, Mikomukam Kivin Shein the Gemar Avoida, Ein Chayav in the Lebachutz. I, the Gemara says over here, Zrika, how do I know I'm Chayav? So the Gemara's question wasn't Zrika as a Avoida Bachutz, but the Gemara's question was, just like Shchita is a Maisa Shchita, that's Chayav Bachutz, without the Avoida aspect, maybe Zrika is also Chayav. Forget about the Avoida aspect. But as a Maisa Zrika, it's Chayev. Just like Maisa Shchita on the outside is Chayev, Halevi Zrika is also Chayev as a Maisa Zrika.
And it doesn't have to be Gemar
Avoida, and it doesn't have to have the Halachas of Zrika. We can get to it in a minute. The Shash with Rashi, we can get to that in a minute. In other words, when the Gemara's question over here is, okay, the first part of the Perek talks about, over here, I'm learning from Shchita, what about Zrika? It's not talking about the Avoida of Shchita or the Avoida of Allah. It's talking about the Maisa Shchita is Chayav Bachutz. So Gemara's question, okay, not just the Maisa Shchita, maybe Maisa Zrika as well. Gemara says, absolutely Maisa Zrika. Why? We learn from a separate pasuk. Says the Biskarov, what's a Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, if you do Shvichas Shirayim Bachutz. Is Shvichas Shirayim the Avoida of Zrika? Not Makif, it's not the Avoida of Zrika. But is it a Maisa Zrika? Yeah. The Gemara says, but yeah, but if you do Shvicha Shirayim instead of Zrika's Bekonois, you also became the Mitzvah. Why? Because a Maisa Zrika it is. Not the Avoida Zrika, but a Maisa Zrika it is. So therefore, the Gemara's question over here is, when the Gemara says Zrika min Olam, it doesn't mean the Avoida of Zrika, because Avoida has to be like Allah, has to be Mamash, Avoida Tama, the last one, Gemara Avoida. The Gemara's question over here is very clearly on the Maisa Zrika. And therefore the Gemara says, not just the Maisa Zrika, the Gemara says, Hazorek Miktsas Dam Bachutz. Why Miktsas Dam? Because it's irrelevant, even if for the Maisa Zrika, for the Avoida Zrika, you need four things to throw on the four things. But for the Maisa Zrika, one is considered the Maisa Zrika. Clearly, it's not enough, it's not the Avoida, but the Maisa Zrika it is. So Rashi says, Rashi's not saying, only has to be chatois. That's the question of Rashi, how we understand it. But it doesn't mean only the chatois, hachitzoinios, where one is good enough. No. From the fact that you see that even though you have to do four, but one is considered a Maisa Zrika, so Rashi says, the Gemara's question over here is, not on the Avoida of Zrika, but the Maisa Zrika, and if that's the case, if the Chiyuv over here learning, Dam Yechoshev, a new pasuk, that the Maisa Zrika is good enough, then if that's the case, then even a Maisa Zrika from the Chatois HaPnimiyos, where you need four, and all four Ma'akev, but one of them is still called a Maisa Zrika, and that's included in the Chiddush of Dami Choshev. Not the Avoid of Zrika, but the Maisa Zrika, just like the Maisa Shchita. That's the first part, yeah.
Why do you need two separate sugis? I mean, if I know Maisa Zrika is Chayev, certainly Avoid is Zrika.
Because there are things where the Maisa is not Chayev, but the Avoid is yes, which is Kabbalah's Dham. Correct.
And
not the Avodah Zrika. Correct. Correct. For sure. Well, the R case is not like that. The opposite, by Shchita, for example, we're going to get to that, where you can have the Maisa Shchita and not the Avodah Shchita. For example, the Machlikas. Wait. The Machlikas Rishonim in Chulim. Surprised you didn't ask me from that. Chavtesam Adbeis. There's a Machlikas Rishonim. This Shchita Bachutz, which you're chayev by a chatas ha'oif, not a malika, but you do a shchita bachutz and chatas ha'oif, the Gemara says, you chayev oyesha yishchas. How much do you have to shecht to be chayev bachutz, chatas ha'oif? What's the question? Well, exactly. What's the question? Well, in hilcha shchita, an animal, a bird, how much do you have to shecht? One simon or two simon? Let's start from the beginning. An animal, how much do you have to shecht to make the animal kosher le'achila? Roiva, but one and a half, right? One plus Roiva, the second one. So you have to have, right. Now for birds, what do you have to shecht? Roiva one? I think Rebbe, right? Correct. But one is enough. Rebbe, one is enough. You don't need to shecht both simanim. Melika, however, needs both simanim. So the question is, shechita of the oif on the outside that you chayev shechitas chutz. How much you chayev to shecht to be chayev shechitas chutz? One or two simanim? Rashi says one is enough. Taisa says you need two simanim. What's the pshat? Rashi holds it's not the avoida of shechita. There's a avoida shechita, a separate chiyuv. The meiser shechita. So therefore, as long as it's the meiser shechita, one is the meiser shechita. It's not the avoida. The avoida of melik on the inside is two simanim. The avoida on the outside would be considered two simanim. The meiser shechita is good enough, and therefore one simanim is good enough. Taisa says you might need two simanim. Why? Because it's the avoida. It's not the meiser shechita. But that's the chiddush of the Brisker Rav, that there's two separate sugyas. One sugi in the beginning is talking about the maisa's chita, and therefore the maisa's rika, the sugi daf kuf tezvav, avoidas halah, and therefore that's avoida, and therefore it has to be avoida tama, has to be gemar avoida, etc., etc. Let's read inside 8a and 8b. When achteminim is there, yeh b'shvicha shirayim, dimchai b'chutz l'red nechemi, b'shefa shirayim achitzayim, apishen avoida, dozah potem shofach shirayim, it's not avoida, dimitzat krod olmoid, yeh potadein z'avoida, shvicha shirayim is not a shrika. Weil zed goliko, de zrike mit zed atme chai bechutz, afilu shloi beteir savoido. Vize ma shirotze gmore lelef kabola, mi benai de shchite vizrike. So when the Gemara had a question over here, to answer Taisa's question, Taisa said, what do you mean? What are you learning? Kabola and kmitza. You want to learn from both shchite and zrike. What do you mean? Taisa says, the Gemara and daf kubta as well, learns it from, what's the name? From tzad gemar avoida. So why is the habamin over here to learn it from it? Says Rishrov, because when the Gemara is learning it over here from Shechita and from Zrika, the Gemara is not learning on the Avoida of Kabbalah or the Avoida of Kemitza. Rather, the Gemara follows in the same Mahalach. The whole first part of the Berak is talking about the Maisa Kabbalah and the Maisa Shechita and the Maisa Zrika. And the Gemara wants to say maybe also the Maisa Kabbalah and the Maisa Kemitza. You should be chayiv also. How? Why would I be chayiv? Because I'm learning it from both of them, from shechita and from zrika. The Gemara already says in Kufta as well that you potter on kemitza and kabbalah because not gemar avoida. That's on the avoida of kabbalah. That's your talking you potter from because that we can learn from Allah. But learn from over here, just like shechita is chayiv the ma'aser shechita and zrika is chayiv the ma'aser zrika. Maybe kemitza and kabbalah you chayiv in the ma'aser kemitza and the ma'aser kabbalah. And the Gemara brings a raya from our Gemara that you don't say that. That's why the two separate sugars. So push it, you know, if you have any question, what do you mean, two separate sugis? This is one halacha, this is another halacha, so simple. Zeh ma shegotze gmar leilef kabbalah minay deshchit vizrika. De gam bekabbalah yechayev, loy mitam avoyde, rak bitzad maise kabbalah. Vazeh lo shayach tay mishum avoyde tamo. De zeh rak amayinu mechayev mitam avoyde. Shudum yedah lo. Lochein utzrachnu loyma, shalai tucha lemelef meshchit vizrika. Melech choshi alfusi yechayev mitzad amaise vatmo. De gam shayev ezeh, etc., etc. And the Vayle Yafe, Shnei Sugi Sagamara. Number 9, Venere Bevir Dev Rashi, Den Kamanos Leima, that's Pshat, the Zevach Yaakov. I was actually last night at a Sheva Brachas, family Sheva Brachas in Lakewood, and I see my nephew over there. I said, listen, I'm getting to the end of Zvachim, there's no more Briskerov, there's no more Chidush Agriz, what do I do? He said, there's a Sefer Zevach Yaakov that brings down from all other places and all the Briskerovs on the end of the Mesechta. So I happened to. Somebody else quoted him, happened to find Eitzah Chachma, and he was right on target, because that's what he says this word. V'nir b'vir dev Rashi, the ain't coming us to Leima, not to say, the b'chatois ha'pnimiyes, ein echayev al-zrika mitzaz, zrikas mitzaz domim b'chutz. In other words, not trying to tell me that chatois, Rashi not saying that if the chatos is an inside chatos, you're not chayev if you only throw part of it. So why is he saying, dafke de chatois chesenyes? The Gamma Tonach is Terazrika. Rashi is just trying to tell me that you see that it's a Shem Zrika even on one Matana. How do I know that? Well, because I see the Chata Sachit Soilias. I'm supposed to do four, and I do one. It's also good enough. So what does that teach us? That teach me that it's a Shem Zrika even on one of them. That's all. That's the only place we know. How do I know that when I have to do four, the one is called the Shem Zrika? You're right, it's not the Avoidus Zrika. But how do you know it's called the Shem Zrika? It's the Maisa Zrika. Says Rashi, one place I know it from. From the fact that if I have to do four, I do one of them, it's still Maisa Zrika it is. Says Rashi, the same would apply by our case. Once I know by Chutz, I'm chayiv on the Maisa Zrika, then even on the Chattas Apnimiyas, we're all for a Ma'akev, but I'm not just teaching me that he has to do Avoida Zrika, then I need to do all four. But a Maisa Zrika, one will be good enough, and that's what he says, the same Kriska Lovi brings it down, and that's what Rashi is trying to tell us. What? What's always a valid Avoida? Yes, it's even more than that. You're right. It's an Avoida well, but clearly a Maisa enough. It's clearly a Maisa. Right? It's for sure a Maisa.
You can't have an Avodah
without a Maisa. Correct. So we can't have Avodah without a Maisa. Rashi wants to show. How do I know one is called a Maisa? Where did I know that from? So one place I can find it. The fact that one is also a Kapara, it's also an Avodah. But it's also a Maisa Zrika.
Yeah,
it's not a Raya? Why? Because maybe it's just Avodah. It may have valid Avodah, but it can really be 204. But he's saying that one is Kapara. So then it's Avodah as well. It's not a Raya that is like that. Okay. Listen, Mikomukam, look what he writes by number 9a. Mikomukam, Yesh Treiras Rika, Gam al Matan Achas. Sharebe, look what he writes. Sharebe Zesh Shavat Pnimius and Chitonius. Wait. The Cholachiluk Shabinem Hu, the Bechitonius, Shara Matanis Hemla Mitzvah, Ubepnimius Hemli Kuba. Guess he has a different way of looking at it. He said there's no chilek. He said the same thing. His ma'akev is no ma'akev. But the same shem zikah. I know.
What do you gain by doing one?
What do you mean? You gain nothing, but the shem, it's ma'akev. You have to do the other three. But the shem zikah it is. That's what he looks at. Again, he's not saying it in the thing. This whole svara only works if he wants to be mechalek between that Shem's Rika is good enough. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that Svara stands on its own as well, and however you want to explain it. But it has to go with the Svara that by Zrika you don't need Avodas HaZrika, you need a Maisa Zrika, and that's what this whole sugi is all about. That's what I'm saying. Now, what am I saying with all this? How is the Svara? Now, he doesn't say this. Others want to say this. Already they took this Biskarov and they went further and explained all types of reasons. But they want to say, what's this concept of the why for Shchut Yechutz? Is a Maisa Shchita good enough? It wouldn't help for the Maisa Zrika, but Biskarov just says, Maisa Shchita is good enough, Maisa Zrika. Right? That's the whole sugya talking about the Maisa as opposed to the Avodah. But what's the Svara why Shchut Yechutz and Maisa Shchita is good enough? So the famous Ramban, the Ramban says that really Shchut Yechutz really would apply even on chulin, even on a regular piece of meat. I shecht on the outside, I would be chayiv karis. Right? The Pasuk tells me, no, only kachin. So why would I be chayiv karis on a piece of meat, a regular animal that I shecht in it? Why be chayiv karis? Correct. But what's the reason? In the Midbar stay, what's the reason? Because Hashem doesn't want you just to eat meat. He wants you to only eat meat if you do it l'Hashem, right? So by shechting something on the outside, you just destroy this piece of meat from ever becoming l'Hashem. That's the Havamina, why even a piece of chulin, there's a concept. So therefore I can understand that the Maisa Shchita does already something b'chutz. Why? Because the Maisa Shchita, even without the Avodah Shchita, the Maisa Shchita already kind of killed it and made it already not roi for the Mizbeach. So that's the reason why, I mean, that's the Svara, why it's not just the Avodah Shchita, but the Maisa Shchita. How does it help for Zrika? I don't really know, and I'm not explaining that in Zrika. I'm just showing this concept. Why am I saying all this? With this, maybe we can understand very clearly the machleik is Rama right. But again, Biskarov does not say, because he shows the Rama holds the opposite. But if you ask me in a simple way, how would I explain the machleik is Rama right? I'd go back to the Rama right, and that's exactly what they're saying. Look inside. The Rama says, Shochat esayif bachutz, vehelo bachutz chayif shayim. Why? Shashchita bachutz kseira, vaharei kimlika b'fnim. The Rama has to show that it's the avoida of the shchita. So he says, no, I think it's the Avodah.
No, the Shchita on a bird is not Avodah.
What was that?
Shchita on a bird.
But the Rambam says, Varei kim lika b'fnim. What are you trying to say? Meaning, it's like the Avodah of lika. No, I thought that he meant to say, it's like the Avodah. And the Rambam says, no, not the Avodah. It's the same Maisa of Shchita by the Haim and Shchita by Oif. He holds his Avodah, he holds his Maisa. That's why I thought maybe Machlek exists. But I don't want to say that for sure, because the Biskarov says the Rambam has a raya, the Rambam has that soyer hamishtaleach, the Rambam holds, which is the soyer and Yom Kippur. If you make a shchita on the soyer hamishtaleach bachutz before the vidui, you chayiv karis, says the Rambam. Why? Shchut echutz. what avodah is there over there? No avodah. You don't have to check the Sorei HaMishnah. You're supposed to throw down the thing, right? So Rambam clearly holds
that is
chita. That is chita. Because it's killing it. Who has a piece in it?
Think of Yosef Engel, Engel Rufa, on certain things which are not a shita, but it's like a shita. Not people that say, oh, so best, but no.
Got it. It's another. You want to say that Sarim Shalech, if you're shechting it, that's the avoida of shechita. Meaning the avoida is to throw down the cliff. Shechita is like killing it prematurely, you're doing the same thing. Could be. Rishkov does not look like that, but that's his raya that he wants to say that there's a certain thing. Rambam also holds that it's the Maisa Shechita as opposed to the avoida of shechita. I hear your dichui from the Yosef Engel that it's not necessarily like that because that's the. Could be. But anyway. What am I saying over here? Again, it doesn't have to be exactly, I want to chat from Bachli Ram Raivit. Maybe yes, maybe no. The concept being over here is, and that's very clear in the sugya, that there's two concepts. There's the shechita and there's the halal. The halal clearly has to do with the avoida. The Gemara compares it to avoida. Gemara avoida, and the Gemara, the whole first part talks about Kabbalah Saddam, Kmitza, Zrika, and the Gemara, like, ignore the whole. What do you mean? There's a whole second part of the paragraph that says Gemara avoida, learn from halal, from avoida. So it's very cautious. Because when the Gemara talks about shechita is not the avoida shechita, it's the maisa shechita. And the Gemara wants to say, not just the maisa shechita, maybe the maisa zrika as well, or the maisa kabbalah, and the maisa kmitza. And therefore, that's the whole first part of the parak, where we're not learning it from halal, we want to make it similar to shechita, and therefore, there's such a thing as the maisa zrika. Nachmin would be shvicha shirayim. Nachmin would be one matana. Nachmin would be malika on the outside, or shechita on the outside, one simen or two simen, is it a maisa shechita, is it an avoida shechita, and that's what the two sugyas are about. He had a problem with Tosfos, he had a problem with two sugyas. He said, very poshut, the two separate Gemaras. One is talking about the Avoda, one is talking about the Maisa. Shechita intrinsically might be different than just an Avoda. It might be just a Maisa as well, based on the Svara of the Rambam, they'd be kind of killing it and losing the opportunity. So therefore, there's two separate sugyas, and that's how he learns. So simple. It's so simple, and I'm shocked why nobody else thought of it. Why did I have to...